For the pleasure of their lordship, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai, Radha Vallabh, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Srila Prabhupada, and all assembled devotees. Sankirtan scores for Thursday, 16th of April. Books distributed, temple shop, 2 Mahabik, 4 book points. And top for the day, Dakshita Mataji, 6 small, 3 Mahabik, 7.50 book points. Preaching scores, Gopals, 362 guests, 4,343 Lakshmi points. Crossways, 577 guests, 5,340 Lakshmi points. Lakshmi liberated yesterday, Dakshita Mataji, 50. Temple shop, 387. Jagatarni Mataji retreat, 395. And member services, 2,531. That gives the daily total of 3,363 Lakshmi points, running weekly total 27,157 Lakshmi points. Sankirtan Yagya ki jai.
Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhagati Sadma. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhagati Sadma. Vando Moe Savadhana Mate. Bandha Moe Savadhana Mate. Jahar Prasade Bhai E Bhavatoriya Jai. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoyte. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitte Te Kariya Ekya. गुरु मुख पद्मा वाक्या चिते ते करिया क्या आरना करी हो मने आशा आरना करी हो मने आशा चरण रति ऐसे उत्तम गति से गुरु चरण रति ऐसे उत्तम गति जे प्रसाद पूरे सर्व आशा जय प्रसादे पूरे सर्व आशा चखुदान दिलो जे जन्म जन्म प्रभु से चखुदान दिलो जे जन्म जन्म प्रभु से दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित दिव्य ज्ञान हृदय प्रकाशित प्रेमा भक्ति जहाँ होते अविद्या विनाश जाते प्रेमा भक्ति जहाँ होते अविद्या विनाश जाते वेद गाए जहाँ रचरित वेद गाए जहाँ रचरित श्री गुरु करुण सिंधु अदम ज नरबंधु श्री गुरु करुण सिंधु आदम जनार बंधु लोकनाथ लोकेरा जीवाना लोकनाथ लोकेरा जीवाना हाँ प्रभु करो दया देहो मोरे पद छाया हाँ हाँ प्रभु करो दया देहो मोरे पद छाया हे बेजा सगु शुक्र भुवना बेजास गो शुक्र भुवना श्री गुरु करुणा सिंधु आदम जा नर बंधु श्री गुरु करुण सिंधु आदम जनार बंधु लोकनाथ लोके राजीवना लोकनाथ लोके राजीवना हा हा प्रभु करो दया देह मोरे पद छाया प्रभु पाद करो दया देह मोरे पद छाया श्रीला प्रभु पाद पतित पावन श्रीला प्रभु पाद लैल शरण जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद शील प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी ते नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग जय सच्चिदानंदन जय सच्चिदानंदन जय सच्चिदानंदन गौर हरि गौर हरि जय गौर हरि जय सच्चिदानंदन गौर हरि जय सच्चिदानंदन जय सच्चिदानंदन जय सच्चिदानंदन गौर हरि पातित पावन गौर हरि पतित पावन गौर हरि युग अवतारे गौर हरि नदिया बिहारे गौर हरि गौरा 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 हरि गौरा 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 हरि जय नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग गौरा हरि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Baladeva, Jaya Sri Subhadra. Jayo Radha Vallabh, Radha Vallabh Se Radhe. Jayo Radha Vallabh, Radha Vallabh Se Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya.
बात परमहंस परिवार के चार अस्तोत्र श्री श्रीमद अभिचरण अरविंद भक्ति विधान स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इसकॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार के चार अस्तोत्र श्री श्रीम शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की षड गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मायापुर नवदीप धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई की, यमुना माई की, भक्ति देवी की, तुलसी महारानी की, सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की, ज्ञानिताई गौर प्रेमानंद हरि। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
We miss him.
Hari Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jaya Vishnupad Paraman Sapribhad Chaya Jost Chaya Sata Sisi Man Is the Vanga Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Is confounded Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prem Sri Gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Saima Kanda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki jai. All gloriously assembled devotees, all gloriously assembled devotees, all gloriously assembled devotees, all gloriously Sisi Guru and Gauranga, Nithai, Gaur Premilande Hari Hari Vo. So nice to be here. This is such an interesting verse and Prabhupada's purport, which is divided into basically three parts, is also interesting. And one other thing is that I have to end the class exactly 8:30 because I have some doctor's appointments that I have to go to. So I'd like to just, we'll go through the reading of the verse. Do you know that Prabhupada actually wanted the devotees, after hearing the verses, to memorize them? And do you know that? In Japan in 1972, he had us, there wasn't that many devotees, but he had us recite all the verses the first day we did the first verse of chapter, it was the second canto, chapter 9. We did the first verse, and everyone in the room recited the verse, and Prabhupada corrected the pronunciation. Then the second day, everyone recited the first verse together, and then we studied the second verse. And the third day, we recited the first and second verse, and we studied the third verse. And this way, we went through most of the chapters. And he actually wanted us to memorize the verses and become deeply, deeply learned. And not only that, he wanted us to apply what we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wanted us to apply it to our lives. So it's Hare Krishna. So it's difficult to take the time out from our Kali Yuga busy lives to study the Bhagavatam and the verses, what to speak of to deeply study them, what to speak of, memorize them, what to speak of, apply them into our lives. But the process of the Bhagavatam is so wonderful. If we actually become eager in this way, if we actually become eager, Krishna will help us from within the heart. So here's the verse. So this is, you could say, an interesting section. It's even an odd section in the sense because Kamsa is going to be preaching. But there's a big difference between Kamsa's preaching, and even though he's speaking, he will speak truth. There's such a big difference between his preaching and the preaching of Mahaprabhu and his followers. But what I would like to do before we read today's verse, I'll just keep going a little. I'll just read again the verses prior to this, because Vasudev had taken, we all know how, taken Krishna across what river? What river? Yes, thank you. You are listening so nicely. Oh, that's another thing. We're supposed to listen. And then he exchanged Vasudev Krishna with Krishna from Mother Yashoda, for the girl baby, and who is Durga Devi, and like a lotus. And then Kamsa, can you imagine how cruel, hard-hearted, and wicked, evil Kamsa was, that he took the baby by the feet and tried to smash the child on the ground and kill the child with his own hands? How hard-hearted you have to be to do something like that. And the child was actually Durga Devi, his worshipable deity. So he was quite surprised when Durga Devi appeared and went into the sky and called him a fool and said, the child who you are trying to kill has already been born somewhere else. What did I just say?
The child?
Yes, who has already been born.
Yeah.
He's already been born somewhere else. What would happen if I called on you, or you, or you, or you? I know you would have listened, been able to repeat it. So then, having been chastised so strongly by his worshipable deity called a fool, it's so ironic in one sense, because when he was driving the chariot of Vasudeva and Devaki, the voice in the sky, Akashvani, said, Kamsa, you are such a fool, because you're driving the chariot of the child, of the mother, of the chariot who's the family, a
husband and wife, and the child's going to kill you, the eighth child. And now he's being called again, fool again, for trying to kill the child who was supposedly going to kill him. So that's a double confirmation that Kamsa was a fool. And not only that, a rascal. But this is what he says. Suddenly, he starts sounding very saintly. He says, he immediately released Vasudeva and Devaki from their shackles and very humbly began to speak. He who was the greatest rascal suddenly became humble. He said, alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful, exactly like a man-eater, like a rakshasa. Suddenly he understood his actual position is evil, it's terrible. A rakshasa who eats his own child. I have killed so many sons born of you. Being merciless and cruel, I have forsaken all my relatives and friends. Therefore, like a person who has killed a brahmana, I do not know what planet I shall go. I shall go either after death or even while breathing. Alas, not only human beings, but sometimes even providence lies, because he's referring to the voice in the sky who said the eighth child is going to kill you, and he's thinking that Durga was the eighth child, so he's thinking that the Akashvani, the voice in the sky, was lying. So he said, what a world, that even voices in the sky, not only do people lie continuously, but even the voices in the sky are lying nowadays. It's sort of very much like today. You can't believe anything you read or see on the internet. I saw one time, I saw this, there was an interview with an athlete, and he was criticizing everyone on his team. He was saying the nastiest things about everyone on his team, and it was completely AI generated. The way his mouth was moving, completely AI generated, and it looked, I couldn't detect even that it wasn't real. So that means gradually no one's going to believe anything, and this newspaper says one thing and this people say the opposite, and this one's, it's so peculiar, you can't believe anything nowadays. So when you can't believe anything that you see and read, well, who do you end up deciding that the only one I can trust is me and my mind? And who is more untrustworthy than that? This is Kali Yuga. It's nasty, and it seems to be getting nastier. So he says, you can't even believe providence, voices in the sky nowadays. And I'm so sinful that I believe the omen of providence and killed so many of my sister's children. He's taking the blame himself. Oh, great souls, Vasudeva and Devaki, your children have suffered their own misfortune. Therefore, please do not lament for them. Now he starts getting philosophical. All living entities are under the control of the Supreme, and they cannot always live together. There's a saying in English, the devil is citing scriptures. In this world, we can see that pots, dolls, and other products of the earth, they appear, they break, and then they disappear, mixing with the earth. Similarly, the bodies of all conditioned living entities are annihilated, but the living entity, soul, like the earth itself, they are unchanging, and they are never annihilated. Prabhupada has it. Oh, the translation is Nahanyate Hanyamane Sudhira. He's quoting Bhagavad Gita. Only one who does not understand the constitutional position of the body and the soul, the Atma, becomes too attached to the bodily concept of life. It's Kamsa speaking. Consequently, because of attachment to the body and its byproducts, means the children, because of attachment to the children, etc., and things produced from family life, he feels affected by union with and union with and separation from his family, society, and nation. And as long as this continues, this illusion continues, he's a very heavy preacher when he gets into it. One continues his material life. He's preaching to Devaki and Vasudev like this. And now, today's verse. I'll just read the Sanskrit. Krishna willing. Tasmai, therefore, Badre, Swatanayan, therefore, Badre, my very auspicious one, auspicious sister, Swatanayan, for your own sons, those who are born of your body, Maya, Vyapaditam Api, for your own sons, they've been unfortunately killed. Nanu sochanti yata sarva. But do not be aggrieved. Nanu sochanti. Don't lament for this. I just imagine. Yes. Oh, I thought you told me 21. No, you did tell me 20. What to do? Now you have something to really look forward to for tomorrow. So this verse, yata evam vido bedo, jata atma viparyaya, viparya means the opposite, deha yoga viyoga cha samsritir na navartate. One who does not understand the constitutional position of the body and the soul. One who doesn't understand we are not our body, but we are souls. He becomes too attached to the bodily concept of life. When you hear that even from Kamsa, what do you think? Consequently, because of the attachment to the body and its byproducts, he feels affected by union with and separation from his family, society, and nation. And as long as we have that attachment, one continues a material life. Otherwise, in parentheses, he is liberated. One is liberated. So it's attachment, he's saying, to the material world, to the byproducts, beginning with the body. Prabhupada once said that compared to our identification with the body, all other intoxications are like salt and pepper. This is the greatest intoxication, the greatest illusion. The full identification with the body. Now, Prabhupada's purport, it has three parts, and he's going to, because Kamsa is speaking basic, what is he speaking? Basic philosophy. Where is this philosophy? Bhagavad Gita. But the only problem is, not a problem, but Krishna is just, he's in Vrindavan now, and he hasn't yet spoken the Bhagavad Gita. So what do you think about that? What comes to your mind? What do you think? Yes, Rasmani.
Teachings of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita are eternal.
Yes, thank you. Anyone else? Yes. He's very learned. Yes. Anyone else? I mean, these are all correct. Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That what a culture. Everyone was, did you want to say something? Prabhupada? Oh. What a culture that it had a philosophical basis. a philosophical basis on Shastra. The culture had that as its foundation. And people actually, because culture is what very much dictates how we act. What's an element of the foundation of modern contemporary, you could say, Western Australian culture? Raise your hand if you'd like to answer. What's one foundational principle? Yes.
I am this body.
Yes, definitely. I mean, no one thinks I am this body. They don't even think there's an alternative. Who am I? My body, yes. I'm here to enjoy. Another one? You know the golden rule? He who has the gold makes the rules. That wealth means power. Accumulate wealth, get power, and enjoy. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the mind of a demon. Ishwaraham maham bogi. Wealth means power. Power means enjoyment. And then when you have power over others, you think, Siddham, I'm perfect. And these people are so foolish, they don't recognize how wonderful I am. This demonic mentality. The society, culture, or Prabhupada would sometimes say soul culture, based on these principles of ignorance. Ignorance of truth. And what happens if you accept that you are your body and you don't differentiate? What are some of the results of that? Yes, all the things we said that we just want to enjoy. Yes, you should be giving class. Do you give class sometimes? Why?
I'm a painter.
Oh, you could always teach painting. Right? You're not your body, etc. But painters also give class. Yeah, we suffer. Because you have a sense that I'm going to be here forever. And you dream that this is going to happen and it's going to be wonderful. And then even if you get what you want, it still tastes like ashes. It doesn't have the rust, the sweetness that you were imagining. But something even deeper. If you think that your body, you are your body, then what? What are some of the repercussions in consciousness? Yes? You certainly fear death. And then what happens after death if you are your body?
You come back from the pure
body. Yes. That's from our philosophical, our point of view is that. But what happens if you think your body and you're afraid of death, and then what happens at time of death? Yeah, well, you cease to exist. You cease to exist, and then what's the purpose of life? There's no purpose of life. And without a purpose in life, then what do you have left? And that makes, that in and of itself, makes people miserable, no purpose. Without a purpose in life, and this is even psychologically true, that people who have purpose for life, what's it called when you have no purpose in life and life has no meaning? If you get this one right, I'm going to be really, really, without asking ChatGPT. What happens? Yeah. But and what's the effect of the mind, nihilism? Do you know? What happens of a mind who is nihilistic? Nihilistic means there's no purpose, no meaning. Thank you so much. But what happens to the mind? What is the psychological state that naturally follows from nihilism? Yes. Why? Yeah. Well, no. No purpose. There's no such thing as morality, actually, even. But I'm talking about depression. Excuse me?
The natural effect of nihilism is self-hate, ugly.
Yeah. Okay, I would like to ask you to explain that even more deeply, but not right now. But it's depressing. There's no purpose. There's no reason to do anything. Unless you get, and you just have to imagine a purpose. You have to imagine one. And that's going to be very hollow, empty. So the Vedic culture was wonderful. It was based on philosophical truth. And because, and Prabhupada had criticized the people of India for who had this great treasure of the Bhagavad Gita, of the Shastra, of this knowledge, and they kept it locked up in India. That's what the criticism was. And Prabhupada broke open the lock. He broke open the lock and distributed it all over the world. But then one can ask, how come everyone in this room is Indian? Can you answer that? Except for me, who was Indian in his last life and in his next life, it's because I think that we're not so serious about distributing it, which will give us, it makes us qualified for Prabhupada's criticism. Because when you have great wealth and you don't distribute it, what are you called? You have to raise your hand, though. You have to raise your hand. Yes. A miser. Or as that old Bengali gentleman in Vrindavan before he passed away, he used to say, I'm the worst kind of fish, a selfish. You become very selfish, and no one likes a selfish. And even one doesn't like oneself. And look who's saying this. It's Kamsa. And he's saying this to Devaki, but we heard what was the reasons behind that. And this is, his preaching is one thing to Devaki, and it seems from the verses that he's actually sincere. He's not just like talking like this, you know, just to make some impression and to change their mind. He's sincerely repentant, and he goes back on this knowledge and tells her not to lament, because everything is happening ultimately and it's inevitable anyway, and don't be attached to your children after all. So what's the difference between that type of preaching and the preaching that we hope to be able to do? I'll read it again if it's not clear. Does anyone have any thought on that? Just raise your hand. No. Yes. It's selfless. And what's the opposite of selfless? Selfish. And look what he says. He says, after he's saying he's killed them, I've forsaken them, even my relatives. So he's talking about bodily concept of life. And then he somewhat blames Providence for giving him bad advice. It's not his fault for taking the advice. But there's one, where is that? And the verse says he very humbly spoke this. Yeah. I do not know to which planet I shall go, either after death or while breathing. Unless you forgive me, then I'm going to be liable for these sins. And for what I've done, I'm going to have to suffer so much. So what desire is it, thank you, by the way, for when you want to get free from suffering? We all know what's it called. Yeah, that's the method. But what, when you want it, It's so interesting because Jagatwini Mataji was giving in her class in Kunti Devi's prayers, saying that Kunti Devi is saying, let the suffering come more and more because if that causes my attachment to Krishna. But when one's motivation is to get free from the sufferings of life, that's what desire is that. It's the desire for liberation. And it's interesting, especially because if I said, oh, I'll say it even, raise your hand if you want to suffer. Well, I'm not going to raise my hand. I've already had enough. But yet, to not take Krishna, to Krishna consciousness to remove suffering, or on the other hand, to gain something on the level of karma, some enjoyment, or to do something pious, this isn't what Krishna consciousness is about. It's on a completely different level. A completely different level. And that's where Krishna consciousness, that's where bhakti begins, on that level. Because if I want to enjoy karma, or if I want liberation from suffering, or piety means later enjoyment, who's the center always? It's me. And that's called false ego, ahankara. And then immediately ahankara vasam mudatma. So I found this very significant. And real religion, what's the second verse of the whole Bhagavatam? Dharma Prajita Kaitava Tra Paramahana Matsananam Satam. That Bhagavatam is kicking out all religion, the concept of religion that's not really religion itself. And Prabhupada's going to quote, no, it's not here, what religion is, and that's, it's to please Krishna. That instead of me being in the center, it's Krishna who's the center. And when that comes to its perfection, its highest point, that is called prema bhakti. And prema pramato mahat. And that's what we are distributing when we distribute knowledge. Of course, there's steps, and that's postgraduate, and then there's A, B, C, D. But that's what we're interested in ourselves and to give to others. Of course, we have to be interested in ourselves advancing too, because you can't give more than you have. In Melbourne itself, I personally saw Prabhupada say, why are we interested in book distribution? He was speaking to the book distributors. And he said, because it is distribution of knowledge. It is distribution of knowledge. He repeated it. What people lack is knowledge. What to speak of bhakti. The knowledge between right and wrong, what's life's purpose, etc. And Kamsa, he's superficially teaching Bhagavad Gita as Hiranyakasipu superficially taught Bhagavad Gita to the wives of his dear brother Hiranyaka. But it wasn't really Bhagavad Gita because it was all a bluff or superficial. And then what's going to happen later? He feels bad. He apologizes. I don't like to do this, you know, tell what happens next, but it's so many verses away. But then he goes and he talks to his friends and his associates and his servants, and they convince him just the opposite. Keep killing, because there was, bhakti is deep. There's no So when you're hearing this now, how are you feeling? Jaya Prabhu, I'm such a good devotee. We should, not me, I'm not feeling like that. It's bhakti is deep. And you know how they convince Kamsa to start killing all the children again? He was trying to kill one child. Durga said that Durga Devi said that that the child is already, you're a fool, the child is already born somewhere else. So his friends convince him, I have an idea. Since the child is already born everywhere else, why don't we just kill all the children everywhere else? And, oh, great, I hadn't thought of that before. And before that, to get him in that kind of mood, you know how they convinced him? They convinced him by telling him how powerful he was. And there is the beginning of the end. There is the beginning of an end, even for a devotee, any devotee. Pride. It's the beginning of the end. Because that's exactly why we're in the material world. Krishna Buddha says, even we turn our back on Krishna, I want to enjoy. I'm qualified to enjoy. And to remove pride from one's heart. And after, you know, we learn as devotees, this is how to be humble, how to act humbly, and we sincere. But that humility has to go very, very deep ultimately to be real. And therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that danya, humility, is the same as prema. It is love for Krishna. That's how important humility is. It's the same as prema. And the most humble is Srimati Radharani, who says, according to Prabhupada's words, that all, when you give the flower to Radharani, as Prabhupada recommended, she says, oh, please, Krishna, my dear Krishna, you please accept it from this devotee. He's a much better devotee than me. And that's why Mahaprabhu taught the importance of humility. And Kaviraj Goswami said, wear this around your neck, Trinadapi Sunichena. So what do you do? So there's two ways, there's two different ways to look at it, what to do. And one is, first, when one realizes one's own pride, that's a great step to becoming humble. And that pride is my own thinking how wonderful I am, or to prove to others how wonderful I am, is such a motivator. And then, as soon as you're proud, what does it give birth to? Envy, because you see someone who thinks might be threatening your position as the greatest of this, or the greatest of that, or the second greatest. Because we heard we can't be the greatest of anything, so at least we can become second greatest, or at least the most fallen. I'm the most fallen. No, Prabhu, I'm more full than you. You are not. Then you become envious. And Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that trying to be happy while being envious is like, he compares envy to having like a spear in the heart. And like, can you be happy with a spear in the heart? Pride and envy go together. So there's two ways to deal with this type of a situation. And one is that, and then what happens is, by Krishna's mercy, and this is what happens to devotees when they, oh, it happened to one aspiring devotee many, many, many times. When you do something in Krishna's service, and then some benediction or something comes to you, some power or some ability or some this. And you start thinking, yes, you identify with it. Yes, this is me, this is mine. And then Krishna, then you start thinking it's you, it's not Krishna who's been kind. And then Krishna will arrange the slap, and then circumstances or something. And then you become humble for some time, and then you realize only if Krishna, he's Lakamsa, realizes that unless Krishna's merciful to me, what hope do I have? Then you start taking shelter of Krishna, and then you get some more mercy, and the devotees start saying nice things about you, and then you get proud again. You would think it's me actually who's doing it, and finally the devotees are recognizing how wonderful I am. And then next time, another one, and then that's one way. Until we actually understand that that our philosophy is that not only we are a soul, but we're 1/10,000th the tip of a hair in size. You know, and that is really small. I can't give you an example right now from my own head. Can I borrow one of your hairs? And we'll split it in 1/10,000th and then 1/10,000th. It's really small. And that's all, we're insignificant. And yet I'm thinking so wonderful. So that's one way, is that we realize that it's a very, very long process. But then what to do, and what we can do is the recommendation is, well, you keep that in mind, perhaps, but you just, whatever you are, just use it in Krishna's service. Just take what you are and use it in Krishna's service. But it should really be for Krishna's pleasure. So therefore the essence, and I think we'll save this very wonderful purport of three parts for tomorrow. It's very interesting, actually, the purport. So the Prabhupada's purport. And it's interesting and, of course, very powerful, because he's speaking simple truths, but from a deep, deep or high realization, so it has so much weight to it. So we use everything in Krishna's service. Whatever we are, whatever level we are, because we have to start. And we have to be enthusiastic, so just use who you are, whatever Krishna has given you, whatever abilities Krishna has given you, just use it in Krishna's service. But keep in mind this song of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is the first song of his songbook Sharanagati, which introduces Sharanagati, which is really the beginning of bhakti, which is really when you're giving yourself to Krishna, which is anyabhilasita sanyam gyanakama, which is the essence of the process of bhakti, is you do it for Krishna's pleasure. I don't want any enjoyment out of it. I don't want any knowledge. I don't want liberation. I want Krishna's pleasure. And when that's truly the motivating force, then the door to bhakti opens. So listen to what Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in the first song. Unfortunately, I can't sing. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Swarpa Shara Swiya Dharma Sa Avatari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu descended from the eternal spiritual world along with his personal associates and his divine abode. He brought everything with him, his associates and the spiritual world, incarnating in this temporary material world out of his compassion for the fallen souls. So that was, there's two reasons according to Adi Lila 3 and Adi Lila 4, chapters 3 and 4, why Mahaprabhu came. One was to spread the holy names in the Krishna consciousness movement, and the other was to relish himself. And that's what he wanted to bestow upon everyone. And perhaps we'll talk about that tomorrow. Second verse. Antyanta dolaba preme kori barai dhan sikaya saranagati bhakateda pran. In order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love for Krishna, which is what he was giving, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of saranagati, devotional surrender, returning again to our actual position, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. This saranagati is the very life of a true devotee. Danya at, now here are the six processes, parts of saranagati. Danya atmanavedana gotipte varan avasya rakibe krishna vishvasa palan bhakti anakula matra karyaye swakar bhakti pratikula bhava vajanat angikar. The six ways of surrender. So this is, if one is surrendered, this is what one is, how it's cultivated, how it's exemplified. Here are the practical processes of surrender. They are dainya, humility. So one who is surrendered, he's humble. Atmanivedana, he has dedicated his self. Gotipte varanam, he accepts the Lord as one's only maintainer. Avasya rakibe Krishna, the consciousness that Krishna will surely protect me because I've given myself to him. And without the process of having given oneself to Krishna, when one, as Jiva Goswami describes, when one gives oneself to Krishna, I am yours, then that naturally places one in the mood that Krishna, I'm yours, and naturally you'll protect me because I'm yours. I have no other protector. Like the child is naturally dependent and protected by the father, and the father naturally, because of the dependence and because of the affection, he naturally protects the child. Gotipte varanam tata avasya rakibe Krishna. And then bhakta anakula matra karya yaya swikar. Act in only those ways that are favorable to pure devotion. That's part of surrender. What are you looking at? Oh, that means that, how to say it, I'm only going to do what is going to help my advancement in Krishna consciousness. How sincere one has to be to do that consistently, not just part-time when I feel like it, but what is it? My daughter says that, you know, funny example, that before, previously, when one wanted to eat some potato chips, one would offer them to Vishnu. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. So Vishnu was complaining, all I get is the potato chips, and Krishna gets, look what Krishna gets. Now people don't even think. No one sees. I mean, that's a silly example, but how sincere. Act only in those ways favorable to pure devotion and bhakta pratikul above. That renounce, don't do anything that's not conducive to pure devotional service. So now there are three more verses. Saranga Saranagati Hoive Jahar Tahara Pratana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. Listen to this. If we do this, if we're on that level, and again, this is the doorway to bhakti, what to speak of prema bhakti. This is the doorway, the entrance into bhakti. Sri Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, he hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by the sixfold practice of surrender, saranagati. Rupa Sanatana Pade Dante Trina Kore Bhakti Vinoda Pade Luhun Padadhore. Bhakti Vinod prostrates himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. He places a straw between his mouth and clasps their lotus feet with his hands. And now, having taken full shelter of Rupa Sanatan in such a humble way, falling down, holding their lotus feet with straw in his mouth, which signifies his humility, the final verse, Kandiya Kandiya Bole Amito Adam. Sikaya Sharanagati Korohe Utam. Weeping and weeping, he tells them, I'm certainly the lowest of men. Oh, please make me the worthiest by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati. Let me become a Sharanagata devotee. So Kamsa, at this point, was saying only the correct things. But the thing that he was lacking was surrender to Krishna. So therefore his preaching went from apologizing to wanting to kill every child born in the area of Braj. So when Krishna saw Putana, who was serving Kamsa, he became very angry at her. Closed his eyes in anger. Okay, we have, because I have to leave at 8:30. What do you think of this? We have only a few minutes. What do you think of this? What's in your mind after hearing this? I know what's in my mind, but what's in your mind? Raise your hand if you're brave enough to reveal it. What are you thinking? Thank you. Anyone else? What are you thinking? It's a lot of pressure, yes. I'm sorry, say again.
Give out books of Srila Prabhupada to people in general. They are not surrendered. So how is, but still the knowledge is changing their hearts.
Yes, how nice, thank you. What's your name? You like to distribute Prabhupada's books? Prabhupada liked his books distributed because it's distribution of knowledge. But he also said that, and he imitated, and I saw him doing this, he imitated a book distributor and said, please take this book. And then he took the side of the person accepting the book and said, do you know what? What's in it? What's it about? And then he took the side of the book distributor and said, I don't know, it's for you. He said, and then he said, it's not an export business. Whether, you know, the products just go through your hands to someone else. So it's so important that the devotees, are you going? You leaving now? Where are you going? Huh? Outside. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. That was a wonderful comment. One more. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, yes. So, yes, so that's, so what do we do when we realize that I want some percentage when something passes through my hands, I want to, at least something I should have for me in a, on one level or another. So what to do when you see that about yourself? Well, how do you feel when you... And how do you, yeah, so humility takes birth. So we should stay in a humble state and do our service as best we can, and not stop serving, because I'm not doing it perfectly. That's another kind of big false ego. Since I can't do it perfectly, then I'm not going to do anything. So we should become a little more humble when we become conscious of these things. And we see that the greatest devotees, that the most humble, Rupa Sanatana and Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu himself, said, na prema ganda, not even what to speak of the substance. No, that's my clue that it's time to go. Sorry, I won't even finish the sentence. Thank you very much. Kalke deka hobe. If anyone knows Bengali, that's all I know, but it means we'll see you tomorrow, Krishna willing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Sisi Radhabalava ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Narottam. More Bailey.
What?
More Bailey. That's Chinese. I'm giving you.
Oh, thank you.